Last week, 1 week ago, I related a weekend story, and I have an update on the story. In fact, I reposted on our Facebook page last night because I had the update at that time. It was about, as I called it, my man moment, where I had the broken lawnmower, had to fix the handle, did so by finding some parts that I had long kept and stored, you know, tucked away in the basement, the garage, what have you, those kinds of things. I called it a man moment because every man does this. They save things that wives tell them to get rid of. Why are you keeping this? You're never going to use it. And then when you finally do use it and you respectfully say, oh, honey, remember that you told me years ago to throw out and I saved? Well, now you know that it came in handy. And using a metal bracket and some galvanized wire I had, I reattached my handle. And now I just did that last week in preparation to cut the grass, which would have been yesterday. And yesterday the grass was cut. And successfully, may I say, that man moment worked as the lawnmower was going up and down each row. I turned it and was able to push it in, push it out, backward, forward, whatever way I needed to, without any difficulty at all.
How about that?
Yes.
Right.
And three people have liked it already. So look for a call. Maybe they need some repair work done, Charlie.
Probably all men that probably liked it, I'm guessing. Yeah, that was fun. That was a nice day to cut the grass.
One woman.
One woman and two men.
Yeah. I haven't checked yet. All right. I appreciate that. Well, I don't know if you had to do that kind of work this weekend. I know a lot of people in my neighborhood were certainly doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes. My neighbor mowed on Saturday. That forced me to finally get the mower out because his yard looked fantastic. And I thought, all right, I guess it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, today and tomorrow both look like good days to get something done.
Do more of that stuff. Yeah, nothing like nothing worse than having your neighbor cut the grass, and it's very evident then.
Yeah.
if yours isn't.
Right. We did 3 to 4 hours of yard work yesterday, including about an hour and a half mowing, because the grass was pretty long, so it was going to take me just a little longer to cut the grass. But and then you're picking up sticks and doing raking and picking up bags and sweeping and all that stuff. I was tuckered by the time I was done.
And I noticed, not that I have a big problem, but I've got a few dandelions already popping up in a couple
places.
Do you
really?
Yes,
oh, really? I haven't seen any.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I've got to get those out quickly. I don't want those to have to, you know, fester and completely spread all over the place.
Right.
Yeah. Although I also had a great weekend. You might remember I've talked about, I decided to take out an apple tree, all kinds of branches of things, but because of the closure of the yard pickup and then the, at least where I'm at in Saginaw, the yard waste dump, I couldn't do anything with them. So they were just kind of sitting out in the yard. And well, now that the yard waste can be picked up, I want to be able to transport the branches. I want to try and cut all these branches down and put them in bags. It would take forever. My neighbor, who actually had cut down a tree too, has one of those little fire pits.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, because I'd been talking to her and I told her, well, I'm just going to leave this stuff sitting here. She had actually been reaching over my fence and taking some branches and burning them in her fire pit.
She's welcome to the rest.
And she approached me finally, because we hadn't really run into each other, and we were both cutting the grass. So from proper distance, we were having a conversation. She said, now, I just want to let you know what I was doing. And I said, I don't want you to be mad. You know, my husband's like, what are you doing? She's like, trust me, I think he'll be okay with it because he's just going to leave those anyway. I said, yes, thank you, please. Take as many as you want if you're willing to do so. And
take
she
the
was.
Trunk, too.
Yeah. So, boy, I cleaned up a big pile, and I appreciate it. It was just kind of a funny little thing. And I said, you don't mind doing this? No. I said, I like to be outdoors. We got this fire pit here. I was bringing some of my own branches, and I just happened to notice, and, you know, I thought, what the heck? And I couldn't tell because it was such a big pile up against toward her fence, and she's just reaching over and getting what she could. But to me, the pile looked the same. Until I went around and looked at the other side, I'm like, wow, you've been busy. So neighbors helping neighbors in ways that sometimes you don't even know. So the pile's down. I still wish the site would be open. I got to double check that, because I'm thinking now if yard waste can be picked up, all these other sites should be able to be open.
I would think so.
I'd like to think so, but what do I know?
Yeah, yard waste is resuming pickup in Alma today. Very happy.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, very happy about that. The only thing not being picked up is recycling.
That's you it. Still have that going on.
Yep.
I don't think there's any place.
And big items.
Yeah, the bulk
bag
items. Yeah.
Right, right. Well,
someone in my neighborhood has a toilet commode sitting out. It's been there for a week or more.
Uh-oh. Oh, they left it. They haven't put it back?
No.
Oh, no. Well,
no, just sitting out there.
They should put a scarecrow or a dummy or something sitting on it. Come on.
That would be funny. Can't move it. Somebody's using it. Well, I don't know if there's any other communities in our immediate area that have not done the recycling. I think everyone's at least doing the recycling. I think the yard waste was a big one, but I think the recycling is still being done, at least for what I know in all the areas.
Oh, yeah, recycling is being done. It was the yard waste came last.
Okay. Okay.
And then the major appliances and things like that come later.
Well, maybe at some point.
I'm not ready for that yet.
So yeah, hoping.
Are you putting it in regular trash, or are you collecting?
No, we're collecting some, but I mean, we usually fill up both bins every week, so there's really nothing we can do. We're crying as we're throwing it all away.
At some point, it's going to overrun you.
Right, yeah. So we have to throw it away. We don't like doing it, but we have no choice.
Exactly, yeah, what choice do you have at some point? Well, we hope everyone had a good, successful weekend and at whatever they were engaged in, whatever activity. Those that didn't have a chance to get out this weekend, today does seem like another great day. We've got sunshine in the forecast. Maybe you've heard Paul Trombley, upwards of 62. The normal high this time of year is 61. So, and the wind won't be whipping around. That was kind of a little issue yesterday for some
people. Yeah, it was a northeast wind kind of cooled things down a little bit at times.
Especially if it went behind a cloud and, weren't outside working up a sweat.
I know, nice day. In fact, I even offered my neighbor's 15-year-old daughter, I think the privilege, I looked at it as the privilege to go around and pick up sticks and do some yard work. And she said, I'll do it for $5 per stick.
Wow.
I said, well, I guess I'll be doing it myself then. I don't like these negotiating tactics.
Maybe you could have got to get the big sticks.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, let's see, diameter of, length of, negotiating.